I did, however, teach at an Assembly of God University. And your readers might get a kick out of this. Here I am at a Christian university, very Christian. I mean, they don't allow gay people anywhere near the place. They're you know, but I'm teaching acting, which is fine. But in the parking lot, I'm the only one with anti-war bumper stickers. There are no bumper stickers in the whole parking lot. My car would stick out like crazy, you know, who would Christ bomb or whatever it is I had on the back of the car at that time. And I was very aware that my spiritual values had taken me to a different level, you know. I mean, when I was a kid, I was taught that Jesus loved everybody and we don't kill. And that was really basic to what I learned. And yet here I was in a Christian university. And everybody, you know, I couldn't talk about the war. I couldn't talk about any politics. There was just this feeling of support, really, for what the government was doing. And it scared me. But boy, did my car stick out in the parking lot.
I've seen you in the markets. I've seen you in the streets and at your political conventions. Talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and ma. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, 'cause they're not Jews like him. Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb? Yes, I've seen you.